The truth of the matter. Answering questions people are asking with biblical truth. The truth of the matter is brought to you by Vision Media, an outreach ministry of Southside Baptist Church in Lakeland, Georgia.
The Bible says in Matthew 7:13, enter by the narrow gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leads to destruction. And there are many who go in by it, because narrow is the gate and difficult is the way which leads to life, and there are few who find it. Father, we are amazed at the love that you have for us to send Jesus. Jesus, we are amazed at your love for us, that you would be willing to die. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Son. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for your presence in this place today. Now, would you bless the preaching of the Word of God? May it be preached with a special touch from heaven. May it be preached with an anointing from on high. Most of all, may it be preached to point everyone in this room to only one person, Jesus Christ. We'll thank you and praise you for what you are going to do. And we make this prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, church, and you may be seated. Now, what we're going to do today is, first of all, we want to comprehend the two destinations. That's what I want you to see in these two verses. I want us to comprehend the two destinations. Now, that word comprehend is a very interesting word. It means to grasp the meaning of. We want you to grasp the meaning of this text today. It means to understand. It means to take in. And so for the next few moments, I want you, with the help of the Holy Spirit, to comprehend the words of Jesus Christ, to grasp it. You say, well, Pastor, isn't everybody grasping the Bible today? No. There's a lot of people that misunderstand the Bible, maybe because they don't want to hear it, maybe because of poor teaching behind the pulpit. I'm not sure. But there's a lot of people who are not grasping, comprehending the words of Jesus Christ. Maybe some of the reason they're not comprehending it is, number one, they just want to ignore the Bible. There's a lot of people today, they've ignored Sunday as the Lord's Day. They have no intentions of coming to church like you are here today. They have no intentions of studying the Bible. There's many people ignoring. See, when it comes to a destination in eternity, when it comes to your final destination, there's some folks right here in Northeast Georgia, there may be some in this building, that really doesn't interest them, because they think they have plenty of time. Why be in the hurry? See, a lot of us think that we're going to die one day in our pajamas. There are more people that die in their street clothes than in their pajamas. You have no idea when you're going to die. You're going to take a big trip one day. And I am too. And we need to be prepared for it. Now, I'm a stickler about when I travel and I head to the airport, I want to be on time. You never know what you may expect at the Atlanta airport if you've traveled. You never know what M&M color it might be in the Homeland Security. You never know if you'll be delayed in security. You'll never know if there might be a weather problem or some other type problem. And so you always want to leave early. And you always want to prepare for the unexpected. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we need to prepare for eternity. Everyone in this room needs to seriously give thought in our moments together about where your future destination will be. Because I can tell you there is one thing certain for me and for you, and that's death. It's death. It's not if you're going to die, it's when you're going to die. Maybe there's one reason that people can't comprehend this is they're ignoring it. Maybe there's another reason is ignorance. Maybe just ignorance. There's a lot of people, this is what they really think, and I'm telling you the truth under God. There's a lot of people think this, that when we die, we just go to heaven. I mean, you know, you live a good life, and you're just a good person, and you're friendly to folks, and you've stayed married, and you love animals, and you vote every first Tuesday in November. You're just a good person. So they automatically think when you die, you'll just go to heaven. I heard about a pastor asking his 5-year-old son some questions about going to heaven. He said, son, I want to ask you two questions. Number one, are you sure that when you die, you're going to go to heaven? And the little boy said, "Yes, sir, Daddy, I am." Second question, "Son, if you were to die tonight, and God said to you, 'Son, why should I let you into my heaven?' what would you answer?" And the little boy said, "Because I'm dead." And you know, there's a lot of people, they really think that. "I'm going to go to heaven because I'm dead." But I'm telling you, when you die, there are two destinations that you can enter into. And it's all based on what you did with Jesus Christ before you died. There's a lot of people think they're just going to go to heaven. George Barna, years ago, did a poll, and tried to find out from Americans. He said, "Are you expecting to go to heaven when you die?" 98% of Americans polled said with confidence, "I am sure I'm going to go to heaven when I die." Some of you old-timers remember that old spiritual that maybe you used to sing at revival meetings. Remember this song? "Everybody talking about heaven ain't going there." And there's a lot of people talking about heaven and singing about heaven, but they're not going to go. I want you to hear this now. Everybody's not going to heaven, Pastor. I just invited a guest today, and you're being very divisive and offensive and polarizing with your statements today. Pastor, from the loving church called Blackshear Place behind our pulpit, you just said not everybody is going to heaven. You heard me right. Not everybody is going to heaven. And I didn't say it first. Jesus Christ did. Jesus Christ made that statement. Matter of fact, one person said in Matthew 7, 13 and 14, Jesus may have made the most politically incorrect statement in the history of the world when he made the statement, not everybody is going to heaven. See, in this story, in this text, in these words of Jesus, he said there are two roads. One takes you to heaven, one takes you to hell. There are two groups of people. There's a small number, and they're on their way to heaven. And there's a grande, extra large, big number, and the Bible says they're on their way to hell. Let's take a moment as we have our Bibles open today and try to comprehend this. Let's look at these two roads. The first road that I want to talk about is a large gate, spacious road. Large gate, spacious road. Look at verse 13. He says, "Wide is the gate." He gives a picture of a large gate, and it opens up to an easy road. And I want you to notice this large gate. It's very spacious. There is plenty of room. Matter of fact, Jesus said, "For the many." See that there in verse 13? So one of the last few words of that verse, he said, "Many who go in by it." Now I want you to picture how large this gate and how large this road is in your mind right now. Picture a gate as wide as a football field. And picture a road that is broad as a 20-lane highway. It's big. Let me tell you something about this large gate, spacious road. On it, there are no limitations as to baggage. You know, when you travel today, they only allow you just a certain amount, and you've got to pay extra, and then they'll weigh it. And when it's over the weight limit, you have to pay extra. But on this road, there is no baggage limit. You can bring all of your baggage. You can take everything with you. There are no limitations on this road. There's no rules, there's no requirements, there's no restrictions. You know what you might call this street? Easy street. It's an easy street. You can bring anything and everything with you. Listen, you don't have to leave anything behind. You get a free pass through security, for nothing is forbidden. You know, when you go through security at the airport today, you can't take certain items. And there's even certain items that you've got to put in a little quart-sized Ziploc bag. But on this easy street, you can bring your nunchucks and razor blades and pistols. You can bring anything you want. There are no limitations. There are no requirements. I'm telling you about this road. It is an inclusive road. I didn't say exclusive. I said inclusive. That means all parties are welcome. Homosexuals are going to be on this road. Adulterers are going to be on this road. Pornographers are going to be on this road. Doctors who murder little babies through abortion will be on this road. Anybody can be on this road. No one is excluded. Everybody's welcome. Not only is this road inclusive, this is also an indulgent road. Anything goes. Anything you can think of. How dark, how debased, how degrading. It's welcome. There's nothing that will shock you on this road. Boy, if you were to take this exit ramp, this would be the billboard on the interstate as you decide the large gate, spacious road. Here would be the attractive advertisement. Hey, you can believe anything or believe in nothing. There's just one thing we will not tolerate is intolerance. After all roads will lead you to peace and happiness. Now, how many are on this road? Look at verse 13 again. Jesus said there's a large volume of people when he said the word many. Well, who's on this road? Pastor Jeff described the massive crowd on this road. Well, let me give you some. Here's just a short list. You could add to it. There'll be atheists on this road. There'll be agnostics. There'll be humanists and communists. There will be Jews and Gentiles. There will be whites and blacks. Oh, but there's more on this road. You know who else will be on this road? Baptist and Methodist. Catholics, Episcopalians, Presbyterians, Lutherans, Pentecostals. Listen, Mormons, Muslims, Buddhists, Hindus. You say, Pastor, you're offending me when you mention that Baptist people will be on this road. Will you listen to this preacher today? And anyone else who has never repented of their sin and turned to the one and only, the Lord Jesus Christ, as personal Lord and personal Savior. There's going to be a lot of people going through this large gate, spacious road. It's going to be a big crowd. Now, if you're out there and you're into following big crowds, you need to be warned today. Maybe there's some young people in this building, maybe some singles, and you just want to jump on any fad wagon out there. You just want to chase any big crowd out there. I'm telling you, following the crowd can be dangerous.
Well, thank you so much for being with us today on The Truth of the Matter. We would like to invite you out to our website, thetruthofthematter.com or southsidelakeland.org. You can pay us a visit there. All messages are there, and you also can contact us. So thank you again for tuning in.
Secondly, I want you to look at a little gate, small road. We've looked at the large gate, spacious road, but also Jesus talks about a little gate, small road. Look at verse 14. He says, because narrow is the gate and difficult is the way which leads to life. And look, it's not many, but few who find it. Would you take a pen and if you want to underline in your Bible and underline that word narrow, I'm going to explain it to you. You may want to underscore the word narrow. That word narrow, it literally means to groan. It means to groan. And the word picture here, it's due to being under tremendous pressure. It's a word that is used to communicate a constriction. And so it's like when someone is going through this narrow gate, they are straining, they are groaning because it is a confining, constricting space. Now, I want to be very clear what I'm about to say. When Jesus spoke of the narrow gate, listen to this, Pastor. He was not communicating the impossibility of going through it, but the possibility of overlooking it. It's not impossible to get through the narrow gate because I went through it and so many of you out there went through it. It's not impossible, but it's very possible to overlook it. I mean, to go through the narrow gate, it's really, you have to search for it. You have to desire to go through it. You don't have to do this on Easy Street. You're just kind of sucked into Easy Street. You're just kind of pulled into Easy Street. You're just kind of pushed along into Easy Street. But on the narrow road, it's very easy to overlook this road. Now, because the gate is so narrow, The entrance into it is difficult. See that word difficult? There's another word for that, confining. It is so tight that when you get through the narrow gate, you can't bring a lot of stuff with you. See, now what did I say, choir on Easy Street? You can take anything you want. There's no restrictions. There's no limitations. You're not going to hear the word no. But on the narrow road, to get into this road that leads to heaven, listen, it means that you go through it empty-handed. You can't bring money with you because there's no tolls. You can't bring your GED or your GPA. You can't bring your resume. You can't bring your 401k statement. You come into this empty-handed. When you walk into this narrow road, what do you have to leave or let go of? Maybe your pride. You know, there was a man named Naaman in the Old Testament. And the prophet said, you want to be cured of leprosy? You need to dip in the Jordan. He said, I'm not dipping in that muddy, dirty Jordan. I'll go to another river. I'll go to an exotic location. He had to humble himself to be cleansed. And to go to heaven, you've got to humble yourself. Maybe you've got to let go of the pleasures of sin. But to get through the narrow gate, it is so constricting, it is so difficult, so confining, that you've got to let go of everything to come in. You bring nothing in. You know why you bring nothing in? Because the gate is none other than Jesus. See, if you bring something in, what you're doing is you're adding to Jesus. You're saying, thank you, Jesus, for dying on the cross, being raised from the dead, and I'm going to use you and this to get me to heaven. But Jesus said in John 10:9 that he is the what? Door. You know what the gate is? It's Jesus. See, the question is not what is the way to heaven, but who is the way to heaven? Jesus. What did Jesus say of himself in John 14:6? He said that I am the way, the truth, and the life. And so to get to heaven, you have to go through Jesus. You say that's very narrow. It's extremely narrow. You say, oh, I thought all roads lead to heaven. You thought wrong. You've been taught wrong, and you're believing wrong. To get to God is a very narrow passageway. Acts 4:12, nor is there salvation in any other, for there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved. Baptism's important. I'm going to be teaching on that next week, but that will not get you into the narrow gate. Only faith and trust, which results in a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. I said this narrow gate is constricting, it's difficult, it's small. You say, so Pastor, you're saying that not everybody can go through that small gate. You ever tried to slip through maybe a gate and you found out that your child could do it? Have you ever sent your child on a mission because you could not get in there? Your hands were too big or your body was too big, so you sent someone little. Did you know there's a lot of people that will never get to heaven because they're too big to go to heaven? They're too big for God. What did Jesus say in Mark 10? Assuredly, I say to you, whoever does not receive the kingdom of God as a little child will by no means enter into it. And so, you know how we get through the narrow gate? We come to Jesus as little children. We don't come based on our strength, our money, our possessions, our background. Simply to the cross we cling, to Jesus and He alone. Now, there's another reason people choose Easy Street over the very constricting, confining road, is because it will cost them too much. See, that's what a lot of people think. For me to go to heaven, I got to give up everything. Listen, it's not what you give up. It's what you receive. I mean, you think about this wonderful exchange that takes place between God and man when they embrace His Son, Jesus Christ. We give Him our sin for His salvation.
Thank you so much for joining us today for The Truth of the Matter. Hope you enjoyed the message. Please pay us a visit on the web at thetruthofthematter.com.